This is WUWM. I'm Ayan Silver. Thursday, state elections officials granted the Trump campaign's request for a partial recount in Wisconsin. It covers only Democratic-leaning Milwaukee and Dane counties. The State Elections Commission sent out an official order notifying the two counties of a recount. It ticks off a 13-day clock by which the recount has to be completed, and it will trigger the first counting of individual ballots since Election Day, says Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
So on Election Day, they have to seal all the ballots into ballot bags with tamper-evident seals, and they're only opening those upon a recount.
In a recount, election workers go through and verify that none of the seals are broken and that the number of ballots issued matches the polling place log. Workers also review problems that came up on Election Day. Wolf says the canvass recently conducted by local governments served as a double check of the process, like making sure the correct number of ballots have been issued and that the equipment has counted everything correctly. It's not a count of each individual ballot.
And so the difference between canvass and a recount is really counting the ballots again. And that's really the objective of a recount, is to count the ballots again. Make sure you got the count right and everything reconciles.
Representatives of the campaigns are able to observe the recount and raise objections to the county board of canvassers.
In terms of if a absentee ballot envelope was sufficient, if a ballot was remade, and there's questions about the voter's intent, they can bring up questions like that, and the board of canvassers gets to decide.
Wolf addressed allegations Thursday from members of the Trump team, like Rudy Giuliani. He claims that there were 100,000 absentee ballots cast in Milwaukee and Dane counties without an application. Wolf says nothing like this was found during the recent canvass. Throughout the canvass, there were steps required for what is called reconciliation. That means making sure all the records of the election line up.
So in order for a voter to be in the poll book, they have to be registered to vote, first of all, and then they have to have requested an absentee ballot. And so all of that information is contained in not only the poll book, but in our absentee ballot logs. And all of that information has to match up.
Wolf says if things like the number of registrations and the number of applications didn't reconcile during the canvass, workers would have had to dig deeper, even before the recount. She says the boards of canvass didn't detect any issues, and those certified canvass statements are posted on the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. Wolf says election administrators look forward to demonstrating the integrity of the process in Wisconsin as the recount unfolds.
And, you know, I know that the eyes of the world will be on these two Wisconsin counties for the next few weeks.
The Milwaukee County recount begins this morning and continues each day except Thanksgiving. Recounts in both Dane and Milwaukee counties must be completed by December 1st. Ma'ayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.